League One with the72.co.uk. We love the Football League. So I've got one of our writers here, Jake Verity. He's a Bradford City fan. Hi, Jake, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to a game this weekend against Halifax on Sunday.
Well, it's a bit of a local derby, isn't it? Surely one of the ties of the round.
Well, yeah, I think so, personally. With it being on BT Sport, and the share's going to be packed out. We're expecting a crowd of around 8,000, 9,000, and we're meant to be taking around 3,250 fans. I mean, according to our local journalist, Simon Parker, today, he said that we'd sold 3,000 tickets, so that's fantastic for an away sport.
It further enhances the fact that this is going to be, like I say, one of the ties of the round, so that's great news for both Halifax and Bradford as well. And Halifax, well, I mean, they started really well, didn't they, in the conference? They were sort of the side to beat. They've tailed off a little bit of late, but they're a threat, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Neil Aspin's side have become a really, really tough team to break down. I mean, for a strong force, if you look at the conference, although it's quite a tightly packed league, they're sitting in fourth and 42 points, and that's just 1 point off second. So it's going to be a tough game, and we do know that. The star man, Scott Burden's on 9 goals this season, filling the league. Gregory's gap, of course, went to Millwall in the summer. But he looks really, really dangerous. And with our defence struggling recently, I mean, we've conceded 11 goals in our last 5, and that's just not really good. I mean, if you look at it, we haven't kept a clean sheet since Crewe on the 4th of October, so we know it's going to be difficult, but we're just going to have to hope that we can get through to the next round.
So four losses in 5 now for Bradford, and we go back to that match against Barnsley, which was a TV game as well, and Bradford started really well, of course, scored within the first 45 seconds, but ever since then it just hasn't really gone very well, has it?
No, well, if I'm being honest, I was watching it on television because I couldn't make it that day because I had work, but when Kennedy scored within the first 44 seconds, I thought, oh great, it's going to be a really good derby. But this season we seem to have struggled in derbies of late. I mean, I go back to Sheffield United again. Lacking of capitalising on chances, and well, we got punished, didn't we, with McNulty obviously getting that late goal to win 2-0 in a game where we really did throw everything at them, and I thought we were probably one of our best like performances in local derbies because we did give it a really good go, but we've just been lacking that sort of finishing touch. I mean, there's been a lot of the impetus has been really put on like our strikers. So if York Hansen started off the season in really fine form and he scored a plethora of goals. And then if you start to look at, like, John Stead came in on loan, and although he's an experienced championship striker, with him and Hansen up front, it doesn't really offer as much. Whereas in the Hansen and Naki, didn't just offer Hansen's height and Naki's pace, but it also offered goals from different varieties. But if you're playing Stead and Hansen up front, with them both being similar sort of players, it's sort of a bit predictable for defences.
Hmm. You mentioned strikers there, but where do you see the team on a whole? What sort of lineup are we like to see from Phil Parkinson's men?
Well, Ben Williams has been used recently in the cup games as the goalkeeper. I mean, he started against Leeds United in the Capital and Cup in that fantastic derby win. But obviously, Jordan Pickford being on loan, he'll need to get Ben Williams some games, so I expect him to be making a start. Then the captain, Stephen Darby's likely to make a start right back with a defensive duo of either Rory McArdle and Andrew Davis, or potentially Christophe Rutisa, the French defender who came in the summer. He could potentially make a game. Now, James Meredith could be playing left-back, or Alan Sheehan. I would opt to think that he would play Meredith over Sheehan due to Sheehan's he's played quite a lot of games this season at left-back, whereas if you look at Meredith, he's only really come in when we've really needed him. So I'd expect Meredith to be given more of a chance there at left-back. Then if you look at the midfield, I expect him to opt for his favourite diamond formation, Parkinson. So in the holding role, he'll probably play Gary Little, who we signed in the summer from Notts County, who's been very influential in the middle of the park. He's chipped in with a goal, which he scored not long ago in one of our recent home games. And then not only that, he really holds up play well in the central defensive midfield role. But he doesn't just do that, he brings players into the game fantastically well and really helps out the defence when we need him. Then on the right, I expect Felipe Mares to get a game. Now, the Portuguese winger who signed in the summer, I expect him to be getting a game. I mean, he's shown that he's got good capabilities on the wing. He's quite fast, he's powerful, and he's got a really good shot on him. But not only that, in recent weeks, his trickery has really impressed the manager, and he seems to have worked his way well into the starting 11. Now, Billy Knott, who scored against Leeds United with that beautiful left-foot goal from the edge of the area, which was so well-remembered in Sky. I'd hope that Billy Knott would be playing left-mid because he's really, really one of our top players. Recently, he's been dropped to the bench. However, I believe he can work really well in that diamond formation. Now, central attacking midfield role for me is one which is quite a difficult role to play. We've got two players who can play it very well. We've got Mark Yates, who used to play for Watford in the Championship, who's a fantastic winger, centre-forward, and also a central attacking midfielder. And then we've got Billy Clark, who we signed in the summer, who was released from Crawley. Now, Billy Clark and Mark Yates are similar sort of players. Of course, Billy Clark, known as Billy Messi by the Crawley fans, and Mark Yates, the Irish genius. They're both very skillful players who can really bring in this front two. And not only that, they're not prepared to sort of sit back and they're really, really opting for shots. They want to get past players, crosses in. They're basically playing that free role and they're both fantastic. So I expect you to see one of those there. Probably Mark Yates due to his fantastic form recently. And then up front, I reckon it will probably be James Hansen and John Stead. However, I do have a feeling that it could either be Clark and Hansen or Oliver McBurney, the young striker. We were looking to send McBurney out on loan, however, with the FA Cup tie this weekend, and we weren't sure whether Stead would play, it was left that McBurney would stay. And we thought we might give McBurney a chance. I could see him potentially starting the game, but if not, coming on as an impact sub.
Okay, and the all-important question, just to sum up, score predictions in this one then, Jake?
Well, it's going to be a tough game. I mean, Halifax have two defenders, Steve Williams and Simon Ainge, used to play for us, and they'll definitely need to start our strikers out. Williams obviously made 68 appearances and scored 7 goals when his time at Bradford, and Ainge started off in the youth system and then went to move to the Guinness, who made 111 appearances for. And they're really, really strong centre-backs, especially Steve Williams. So they'll be huge presences. So I can't see it being a game where we're easily going to get goals, but I do think, given recent results, we'll be looking to show that we can prove ourselves in derbies, and I really think we'll break them down. Whereas with our frailties at the back, I can also see it being a high-scoring affair from their end. With it being our TV cameras, and us obviously in recent weeks not being too brilliant in TV cameras, I'm thinking that we'll try to sort of fight back. And if we do go goal down, we'll respond fantastically well. So I'm hoping for a 3-1 win to Bradford, but I can't be certain to definitely not disappoint that away to follow.
Well, good luck to you. And Jake, we appreciate your time here on the 72 Radio. And if anyone listening, you can follow Jake on Twitter at Jake_Verity. He is one of our Bradford writers and indeed a Bradford fan. So good luck, Jake, and enjoy the game at the weekend.
Yeah, cheers. I've got my tickets. I'll be well prepared for it. Thank you.
League One with the 72.co.uk. We love the Football League.